Estamos de volta para esta segunda parte do Vidro Azul e vamos abrir com o quarto para Arca, projeto venezuelano. O disco chama-se Kikai, foi lançado há umas semanas. Não queda nada abrir esta segunda parte do Vidro Azul. Bem-vindos de novo.
Não queda nada se não eu em ti. Não queda nada em mim se não
Max Richter está de volta, lançou na sexta-feira passada Voices, de lá retirámos Mercy a abrir Não Queda Nada, Arca. Já voltamos à música de Max Richter, agora um par de canções de Set My Heart on Fire Immediately, Perfume Genius, primeiro com Live, logo depois Borrowed Light.
Just by
Duas para Perfume Genius, depois mais duas para Max Richter, Origins Part 1 e Part 2 de Voices, e seguimos com o regresso de Juliana Barwick. Voltou com uma série de convidados, No Such Thing, Jonsi, dos Shigaraz, aqui só com ela, Safe, The Healing is a Miracle.
Thank you. You're a
Single off de 2020 de Jenny Val, Bonus Material. Destaque também para o disco deste ano, Birthmarks de Hilary Woods, Tongues of Wild Boar. E agora, Thomas Finer e Giorgio Licalzi, Encounters at the End of the World.
Reminisce the good old days. We were the lucky breed. We had it all figured out. Take my hand, dance with me. We were the lucky breed. Encounters at the end of the world. Would you look at that? Modern ships, airplanes. Thank you.
Tonight it's raining and the mountains are misty, reminding me of winter time. Strange that it's late spring and the firewood is burning. Strange that it's spring and that in a hotel room across an ocean I'm not tossing and turning. On the end tables, the same old vase, filled with oleanders and sweet peas. And there's my boxing encyclopedia from the 1950s. I just read the old records of Tiger Flowers and Willie Ritchie. And yesterday while I cutting my lawn, I stumbled on a patch of lemon balm. I thought it might be mint, but you told me I was wrong. You sniffed it with caution and said that you were sure that it was lemon balm. Lemon balm, lemon balm, lemon balm. The cat, she's asleep. With her there's few surprises. And I've just opened, the sun also rises. Lost in a world of trout fishing in Basque Country, Spain. The last time I was in Spain was much like here, mountainous, mystical and pouring rain. So much right in this world, though I'm told I'm wrong. While I lay sipping bottled water, flipping through pages and chewing on lemon balm. Lemon balm, lemon balm, lemon balm. They recite biblical songs. For some to relax, they have somebody read their poems. For some to relax, they read William Faulkner's The Wild Palms. As for me, I open any old book and chew on lemon balm. While taking photos of flowers recently on the side of the road. A girl with three guys yelled, "Mark, I love your band." I asked her which one of them was her ex, which one was her new boyfriend, and which one of them would be her future, rest of her life man. Mike said to Robert, "Come on, say something ironical." And that planted a seed as to why toward them I was comical. To my question, the four of them devilishly grinned. I said, "Nice to meet you all, but I gotta leave. My head is spinning." "Spinning with what?" one of the young men said. I said, "I'm middle-aged and your lives are just beginning. And I remember when I was young like you and everything seemed so nifty." He said, "Don't be so down on yourself. You're the coolest musician we know who's in their 50s. Tonight the rain's falling, the sound of the wood-burning stove brings me calm. Tonight and all day is over me, I refuse to be fond. To you and I, this night only belongs. I'm at peace drinking water and reading and chewing on lemon balm." Lemon balm. Some guys died young in Vietnam from napalm. Some may die happy after eating dinner in Milan. Some will go out fighting while others may go out without a qualm. When I die, I hope it's a long way away and that I'm next to you where I belong. And that in my system, they find their delicious dishes made with lemongrass, garlic, chilies, and fish sauces. And I'll bet in my system, they find traces of my calming lemon balm. Lemon balm. Lemon balm.
Regressa também Peter Broderick com uma peça ao piano. Ouvimos lá em cima Ernest Leslie da compilação 2020 Summer Single Series. Logo depois, novidade de Sun Kill Moon, ele que tem editado muitos discos nos últimos anos. Edição de 2020 Welcome to Sparks, a contar com Petra Hayden, filha de Charlie Hayden, irmã de Josh Hayden, dos Spain, aqui em Lemon Balm. E continuamos com Milk Teeth de Douglas Dare e esta curta de Stairwell.
Thank you. So divine, so I don't mind just thinking about you, dear. The hours move so slowly, a world with many things, pretty things, flying birds and tall trees filled with green. I'm picturing that old sun, lighten up your face. I don't mind waiting on it, waiting on you, babe. Sometimes I'm staring at the phone. Sometimes I'm just listening for the gate. But I don't mind waiting on it, waiting on you, babe. I don't mind waiting on you, anyway. I'm at home and I'm
altura de fecharmos o vidro azul de hoje. Depois de Douglas Dare e The Stairwheel, David Norland, disco de originais, Glam Tear Stain, por aqui HT Orbarium. Deixamos para trás do ano passado Overpass Boy de Reverend Baron, com Waiting on You. E terminamos com Kate Tempest, Hold Your Own, até ao final do Vidro Azul de hoje. Já sabem, o programa transforma-se em podcast. Podem fazer o download através dos links disponíveis em radiovidrazul.blogspot.com ou na loja do iTunes. Voltamos em breve. Até lá.
But when time pulls lives apart, hold your own. When everything is fluid, nothing can be known with any certainty, hold your own. Hold it till you feel it there, as dark and dense and wet as earth, as vast and bright and sweet as air. When all there is knowing that you feel what you are feeling. Hold your own. Ask your hands to know the things they hold. I know the days are reeling past in such squealing blasts, but stop for breath and you will know it's yours. Swaying like an open door when storms are coming, hold. Time is an onslaught, love is a mission. We work for vocations until in remission we wish we'd had patience and given more time to our children. Feel each decision that you make. Make it. Hold it. Hold your own. Hold your lovers. Hold their hands. Hold their breasts in your hands like your hands were their bra. Hold their face in your palms like a prayer. Hold them all night. Feel them. Hold back. Don't hold back. Hold your own. Every pain, every grievance, every stab of shame, every day spent with a demon in your brain giving chase, hold it. Know the wolves that hunt you. In time, they will be the dogs that bring your slippers. Love them right, and you will feel them kiss you when they come to bite. Hot snouts digging out your cuddles with their bloody muzzles. Hold. Nothing you can buy will ever make you more whole. This whole thing thrives on us feeling always incomplete. And it is why we will search for happiness in whatever thing it is we crave in the moment. And it is why we can never really find it there. It is why you will sit there with the lover that you fought for, in the car you sweated years to buy, wearing the ring you dreamed of all your life. And some part of you will still be unsure that this is what you really want. Stop craving. Hold your own. But if you're satisfied with where you're at, with who you are, you won't need to buy new makeup or new outfits or new pots and pans to cook new exciting recipes for new exciting people to make yourself feel like the new exciting person you think you're supposed to be. Happiness, the brand, is not happiness. We are smarter than they think we are. They take us all for idiots, but that's their problem. When we behave like idiots, it becomes our problem. So hold your own. Breathe deep on a freezing beach. Taste the salt of friendship. Notice the movement of a stranger. Hold your own and let it be catching.